Vilinishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. Siman Nun Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtabach Eina Posachas Bebaruch, Lifi Shismuchu Baruch Sha'amar. Yishtabach is considered linked to Baruch Sha'amar, and therefore that's why it doesn't start with a Baruch, even though you say a lot of Psukim. But we find other cases where, let's say, by Kriyashma and Halel, where the bracha after Kriyashma, the bracha after Halel, is considered smucha to the bracha before, and that's why it does not start with the baruch, and Yishtabach is another example. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Sif Beis, Ein lanos amen achar melch mula b'tishbachos, ela achar chei ha'olamim, shesham husiyim ha'bracha. The ending bracha of Yishtabach is pretty long. The bracha is kel melch mula b'tishbachos, then it continues up to baruch chei ha'olamim. So don't say amen at kel melch mula b'tishbachos, because the bracha only ends later. Fine. Here the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. The Chai Adam writes that in the middle of a short bracha, you can't be mafsik for anything, even a main yesh me rabba and kedusha, and that we'll see Bez Hashem, you're mafsik even in the middle of, you know, the parshios of Shema. Why? Because if you're saying a short bracha and you make a hefsek in the middle, then it ruins the whole bracha. There's no connection between the beginning and the end. There's, like you say, bracha to Hashem shehakol, and then answer amen yesh me rabba, and then ne'abid varo, the whole bracha is thrown off. A long bracha is different. So the Chai Adam says that here, so the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Chai Adam, one can raise a shayla. What if you said kel melch mula b'tishbachos? Can you answer amen yesh me rabba right there? Because here, the first part of the bracha sort of stands alone. The second part after that is also makes sense. It's a whole praise for Hashem. It's a full praise of Hashem. So maybe it would be okay to answer, even in the middle of that closing bracha of Yishtabach. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzarech Iyun, he's not sure. The poskim say that we're machmer on this, but if you did answer, you would not have to go say Yishtabach again. B'di'evit, it would be okay. Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that you're not allowed to talk between Yishtabach and Yotzeor. Yechozer le'miorcha milchama. The Torah tells us, and the Mishnah explains, that if people had averas, they wouldn't go to fight in the wars, because you can't go to fight if you have averas. So what's an example of an avera? Someone who talks after Yishtabach, before Yotzeor. And the reason is that these are considered linked. Psukei Dezimra, you're praising Hashem. Yotzeor is more praise of Hashem leading up to the tefillah of Shemona Esrei. It's like the beginning of Shemona Esrei almost, the beginning of the tefillah. And you don't want to have a break between the Shevach of Psukei Dezimra and the tefillah of the Birchos Kriyashma leading up to Shemona Esrei. So it's also to talk then. However, you're not really in the middle of a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, Shelitzarchei Tzibur, Alifzok Staka, Mutter lehafzik. Some say it's mutter. For a tzorach mitzvah, let's say somebody comes in to ask for tzedakah, it would be mutter. And the Ramah says, because of this, nishpache taminug, there's a minhug, that people say a bracha for a chola then, or people, or that's a time when people raise money for tzedakah, that's called a tzorach mitzvah. And then afterwards, and then after the break for the tzorach mitzvah, the Shilch Tzibur says a few psukim, and then says the Kaddish, because you always have to have some psukim before saying the Kaddish. Well, however, the minig nowadays is not to do this. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, the minig is in Kol Yisrael, that we don't do this anymore. If a person wants to have a tzorach mitzvah to make an announcement, the announcement is made either at the end of davening or before or after laning, but it's not done at this time. And this minig, we don't have any more nowadays. Here, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the minhag that we say a Kaddish after learning a Dvar Agada. And that's why when there's a Mishnayis in Shul or something, they learn Mishnayis together, the person teaching the Mishnayis at the end says, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, that's a famous piece of Agada from Pirkei Avos, and then they say Kaddish afterwards. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should only say the Kaddish if there were 10 people in the shul during the time of the Limud as well, because the Takana was made on saying this Kaddish after 10 people learned a Dvar Agoda together. Now, there's one time that we say Kaddish without saying Sukkim beforehand, and that is when the Shiach Tzibur starts Chazaras HaShatz, or when he says Kaddish after Chazaras HaShatz, or when the Shiach Tzibur says Kaddish after the silent Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because there, the Kaddish refers to the Tefillah, and that's certainly enough. Well, so that's the exception. Now, there's an interesting discussion here in the Poskim that there's a custom that some have from the Arizal that during a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they say Shir HaMalos Mimamakim after Yishtabach. So that could be a Tzoruch HaTzibur for the Tzoruch of Tshuva, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kandal quotes that. And he says, Sarichiyun, whether it's proper. So many Achronim say, no, it is proper. The Arizal said to do it, and it's considered a tzorech of the tzibur. It's a big tikkun, it's a tzorech rabim, tzorech tzibur, part of the tshuva process. So that there are two customs, whether we say the shir malus there or not. At the end of the siman, the Rama writes that if you didn't have tzitzis and tefillin, and you receive them after Yishtabach, you can put them on and say the bracha then. But after Kaddish, you're not allowed to. O yasik b'shum davar. And certainly, kol shekein, once the Shliach Tzibur said baruchu, then you can't say the brachas on your talis and tefillin. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Once the chazan starts Kaddish, so between Kaddish and baruchu, that is considered Bein HaPrakim. And the halacha is that Bein HaPrakim, you can put your talis on, but you would not say the bracha until after Shmoneh Esrei. V'oz yimashmesh bo'ov yibaruch, you say the bracha and you touch your tzitzis. Tefillin, the halacha is that Bein HaPrakim, one is allowed to even say the bracha. So you'd put on your tefillin, and you would indeed say the bracha as well. If, however, you didn't receive the talis and tefillin until after the chazan said baruchu, then you just put them on. You don't say the bracha, even for the tefillin. And then when it's bein haprakim, meaning after yotzer maoros, before avar rabba, yimash meshben v'yivarech alehem, you would touch them and say the bracha for the tefillin. So tefillin, you can say the bracha bein haprakim, but not b'emsa perek, and talis, you can't even say the bracha bein haprakim. That's a very lemaisa point to know. At the end of the siman, the Mishnah Berurah reiterates, we saw this already earlier, that during Sukkot Zimra, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, one is allowed to put on their talis and tefillin and say the brachos as well, preferably bein haprakim, Im Sukkot Zimra. Now the Mishnah Berurah, as always, discusses all the details, and it's as follows. Let's say you get your talis and tefillin right after Yishtabach, and the chazan's about to start Kaddish. So we saw that it's mutter to put them on and say the brachos. But the Mishnah Berurah says, regarding the tefillin, the following idea. You have to answer Amen Yehesh Me Rabba. You have to answer Baruch Hu. And in between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, it's usur to be mafsik even for that. Rather, you just listen. And that's not nochon lasos keinu chadchila. You shouldn't be yotzei that way. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that regarding the tefillin, it's better to not put them on until after the Shliach Tzibur says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then put them on. What about the bracha? So that we learn that you're allowed to say the brachos bein haprakim. So even though it's mutter mitzad the halacha to put them on then and say the bracha, let's say you're davening by yourself. So you put them on then and you say the bracha after Yishtabach. But if you're davening in a tzibur and you think you're not going to finish getting your tefillin on before the chazan gets up to Men Yehesh Me Rabba, don't put them on. And rather, wait till after Baruch Hu and do what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a very, very lemaisa detail within these halachos. It's mutter But don't do it because you're going to miss out on Amen Yesh Merabah and Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop.